Imagine a town waking up after a heavy rain. A road is blocked, a clinic is busy, and a child needs a safe way to reach school. Who helps? Not one superhero. A whole team of community helpers uses different skills to solve connected problems. Today, we will explore how they do it. Community helpers are people whose work supports the well-being of others. Nurses care for health. Firefighters respond to fires and some emergencies. Police officers help protect people and keep order. Teachers guide learning. Sanitation workers collect waste. Farmers, bus drivers, librarians, engineers, and many others help daily life function. First, helpers solve different kinds of problems. A nurse checks symptoms, gives care, and teaches healthy habits. A firefighter may rescue someone, control a fire, or explain fire safety. A teacher helps learners understand ideas and practice skills. Each role has a purpose, so the right knowledge can meet the right need. These jobs also support public health and safety before trouble happens. Clean water systems, safe food handling, vaccinations, hand washing, building inspections, and traffic rules can prevent harm. Prevention means acting early to lower a risk. Helpers do not only respond to problems, they also help communities prepare. Second, helpers train for their roles. Training can include lessons, practice, supervised work, and emergency drills. A paramedic learns how to assess an injured person and provide first aid. A teacher studies child development, subject knowledge, and ways to explain ideas. A utility worker learns how to repair systems safely. Practice builds skill, judgment, and confidence. Training also teaches helpers to follow procedures. A procedure is a careful set of steps.
Steps matter when people are stressed or time is short. Helpers use protective equipment, check information, and ask for guidance when needed. They keep learning because tools, situations, and community needs can change. Third, helpers work together. Picture a storm blocking roads and cutting electricity. Emergency workers can check for danger. Utility crews can repair power lines. Transportation workers can clear routes. Health workers can care for anyone who is hurt. Local leaders can share instructions. Each group has a different task, but communication connects the plan. Teamwork does not mean everyone does the same thing. It means people share information, respect each other's training, and coordinate decisions. One helper may notice a problem that another helper can solve. Clear messages reduce confusion. Listening is just as important as speaking, especially when a plan must protect many people. Community helpers support learning and daily life too. Librarians connect people with books and reliable information. Bus drivers help people travel. Cooks prepare meals. Custodians keep shared spaces clean. Farmers and food workers help supply what people eat. These contributions may seem ordinary, but they make it easier for communities to learn, work, rest, and care for one another. You can be part of this system without having a community helper job. Follow safety instructions. Treat workers with respect. Share accurate information instead of rumours. Keep public spaces clean. Learn basic first aid from a trusted adult or trained instructor. Notice what your community needs and look for safe ways to help. Small actions can strengthen a team. Let's recap the three big ideas. First, community helpers solve different problems by using specialized skills.
Second, they train through study, practice, procedures, and continued learning. Third, they work together by communicating and coordinating their tasks. Together, these ideas show how communities support public health, safety, learning, and everyday life. The next time you see a community helper at work, pause and wonder, what problem is this person solving?
What training might help them do it well? And who else might be part of the team? Which community helper would you like to learn more about, and why?